RF Sports Radio, we are live. We are back getting ready to preview the 2019 NBA playoffs. My name is Rodney Fisher. I'm joined by Royce Fisher, of course, the other half of RF Sports Radio. Some people like to think our better half of RF Sports Radio.
More experience
half is probably the best way to put it. But yeah, we're going to preview this. Make sure you guys follow us, follow the show. Make sure you subscribe to the show, share it with everybody. And let's get into it like we always do with round one. Starting with the Eastern Conference, the first matchup, the Milwaukee Bucks, the one seed, taking on the Detroit Pistons, the eight seed. And this one wasn't even close. I mean, it was all Bucks.
And it's not going to be close. Milwaukee is the best team in the East. Good effort by Detroit. No Blake Griffin. I see this game is going over very quickly, series. I said sweep by Milwaukee.
Yeah, I say sweep as well, too.
On fire.
You know, what's interesting to me is, you know, this is the first year that LeBron is absent from the East.
Right.
And the guy that seems like he's said, oh, you know what, I'm going to take over and be the beast from the East now.
Right.
Is Giannis. Because he's really unstoppable. Now, he doesn't have an outside shot, but he's so tall, he's so quick, he's got so many moves.
He's jumping over everybody on the floor.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. And I think he's really decided, you know what, I'm going to take over the Eastern Conference.
Right. So, yeah, I agree with you. And Detroit, I don't think they have a chance.
Yeah, they have a chance,
yeah. It'll be the biggest upset.
Well, let's be honest, no eight seed in the East really has a chance.
You're right.
Has a good chance. Let's jump into the Boston and Indiana series. That series now 1-0. Boston got the win against Indiana at home. Good win for Boston, man. A team that has so much turmoil throughout the season. Now getting to the playoffs, finally got exactly, you know, what can they do? We saw everybody contribute. Morris.
Right.
We saw Tatum. We saw Kyrie.
Right.
We saw Al Horford.
They're loaded.
They're loaded. They're super loaded.
On paper, they're supposed to win.
On paper.
Hands down.
Right.
And then Indiana lost Oladipo. That really hurt them.
Yeah,
it would have been a better series with him in there. I don't give them a chance. I don't trust Wesley Matthews.
Oh, man. Watching him out there shoot, man, this right. I was like, man, I can't believe they traded him.
Yeah, I was so glad they traded him.
Well, I'm so glad somebody took him, man.
But if Boston don't reach the final, they had to blow this team up.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a big disappointment.
It'd be huge.
But listen, I believe in Kyrie Irving. I do. He's been there. He's done that. He won the championship for Cleveland. And I'm going to take Boston in a sweep.
And honestly, what's going to happen, people are going to start to see in the playoffs how much Kyrie Irving is actually needed. This is when he really comes alive, is in the playoffs. Those runs that LeBron had with Cleveland, Kyrie was right there. People forget about that. So,
and he's unstoppable.
He is.
He's like James Harden.
He
is. Of the West. He's the James Harden of the East.
That's right. He's the best guard, honestly, in the Eastern Conference. That's hands down. So, I'm calling for a sweep here as well, too. I think Boston will finish them. But, man, that next matchup between them and Milwaukee is going to be...
I can't wait.
Man, it's going to be something.
It's going to be something. It's going to be the champion.
Yeah, I agree 100%. The next series is, this was not going quite the way that many people thought, and that's Philadelphia and Brooklyn.
This is the Masters for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sunday.
But see, you know, what's funny is like when I was talking to people about this last week before the game, you know, came on, it's the first game of the playoffs.
Right.
And everybody was like, man, Brooklyn's in the playoffs? Like, yeah Brooklyn's in the playoffs. Right. I mean, they're legit. Brooklyn is legit. They're gonna score points on you.
Right.
And they have a home court atmosphere now.
Right.
You go to Brooklyn now for a game, there's celebrities in the crowd.
Totally different.
It's a lot of excitement going on. I mean,
absolutely.
Playoff basketball is back in New York, not with the Knicks, but with the Nets now. And they get the win on the road in Philadelphia, man. And the Philadelphia fans were booing these guys.
Yeah, I was surprised.
That was shocking.
A surprise upset to me. Because I hadn't watched Brooklyn all year. I heard about them all year.
Yeah.
You know, y'all was talking about Brooklyn doing good. Brooklyn's great. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And Joel B hurt.
Yeah, he's
I
hurt.
I don't know how bad he's hurt. They tell you he might not play tonight. This would be the biggest upset in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I like Brooklyn. I like what I saw, man.
Let me ask you this. Be honest.
If Joel gets... And B get healthy, and come back and play the series. I won't give.
Okay, but just ask yourself this question: what did you see from Philadelphia that showed that they can win this game?
They got Butler though.
They got Butler. That's true, but they gotta make the game close to give them a chance.
And
Tobias Harris. I mean, I think Butler's looking at these guys like, man,
come on, man.
They ain't got it. Let's go ahead and get to the offseason. Let's move on because they ain't got it.
Like I said, Harris and Butler is enough to give you a chance, even without Embiid. But if he comes back, that gives you three-headed monster. I don't think Brooklyn can deal with it. It'll be a good series.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say six.
Oh, six. I'm gonna say six. And who gonna win?
Philly's
gonna win at six.
They were number three in the West, right?
Man,
they were there because of Embiid. I mean, he's second to the Greek Freak inside the scoring. So,
yeah, but if Embiid's hurt, if he's hurt,
I'm gonna give it to Brooklyn.
Okay,
I got
Brooklyn pulling off the upset, man. Oh, wow. In six games, Brooklyn with the upset.
You don't have faith in Joel Embiid?
I don't have faith in the 76ers. No. That team is good on paper, but they are not a team.
Okay.
They're not together. You think about Ben Simmons and Embiid are the franchise guys, right? These guys right. don't even speak to each other. They don't high five each other on good plays.
Just tell me, look what
they don't make plays for each other. Come on, man.
You don't think Butler's capable of scoring 30 points?
I think Butler's very capable.
Tobias Harris is capable of scoring 25 points?
Just like he went in that Minnesota practice and said, y'all against me. Let me show y'all who y'all really are. Remember he did that? I think he knows who he's dealing with. Ben Simmons, I mean, what is he doing out there? Did you see him? He looked terrible out there. 6'10", well, can't shoot.
Been a big fan
can't
of
finish
him.
At the rim. I
big
mean, it's terrible, man.
All he have to do is distribute the ball.
He only do that well.
That's what he's had to do. Distribute the ball to Harris or Butler or Embiid, they can win. But you said Brooklyn, I say 76.
I say Brooklyn, disagree. Man. I say Brooklyn. Brooklyn's gonna do it, man. You're gonna see tonight. Brooklyn's gonna beat them again on the road tonight.
They have to show me tonight. They have to show me. They win tonight, it's a whole different ball game.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Well, the other game that was a shocker to me was, of course, the Toronto Raptors taking on the Orlando Magic. Yes, Orlando, folks, is in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're the seventh seed. They played Toronto, and they got the win on a buzzer beater from DJ Augustine, of all people. And to me,
I thought he was out of the league, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought he was out of the league,
too. I know he was still playing.
I thought he was out of the league, too.
But I'm going to tell you something. I watched this game.
Yeah.
I like what I saw at Orlando. They play fast. They up and down the court. They get fast break. They run. Toronto's going to run. But like other teams we mentioned, they have failed to make it out of the East.
Yeah.
They are favored to win.
Yeah.
But Kawhi Leonard has been there before. He can take over a game.
Kawhi played great.
Yeah.
Kawhi played great.
Yeah, he can lift the whole team.
Kawhi played great, but he's going to have to play great.
He's seen him do it in San Antonio. He's capable of winning games by himself.
Yeah. Now, the thing that really ticked me off about what Toronto did, they know the kind of demons they have when it comes to playoffs in Toronto, right? Now, they kept selling us on the idea that the only reason they haven't come out of the East is because of LeBron. They can't get past LeBron. Well, LeBron's gone. And Orlando Magic just came in there and beat you on your home floor in the first game. And Kyle Lowry, the guy that y'all stood by, had 0 points in the game.
I always said they made the wrong trade.
Kyle Lowry had 0 points in the game.
I think this team had DeMarcus Rosen.
Yeah, they'd be a much better team.
Yeah, they'd be the favorite. But I was shocked when I saw Orlando. I believe in Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to go with Toronto to eventually win this game. It's going to go.
But the coach is going to have to realize he can't only play Kawhi for 33 minutes.
That's true.
I mean, come on now. Kawhi needs to play 40 minutes, man.
Yeah, and some of these other guys.
Why are you playing him 33 minutes? They don't understand. Why is he not playing a lot of time?
Right. Experience should win out of this.
Yeah, I got Toronto winning the game.
They've been there before.
Orlando, I believe in Kawhi.
Orlando has a future.
I think Kawhi can get them to the Eastern Conference Finals. To play the winner out of the Celtics and the Bucks.
Right.
And we just kind of see what happens, man. But Kawhi, I believe in Kawhi. That wraps up the East. We're going to jump right over to the Western Conference real fast, starting out with the Golden State Warriors, the number one seed, taking on the eight seed, Los Angeles Clippers, a game that got very, very chippy. Right. Although Golden State got the win. They're up 1-0 on this series. So do you give the Clippers a chance to win one game?
I changed my mind. I said they would win, but I think it's going to be a sweep.
Yeah, it's going to be a sweep.
I'm going to tune in. It's going to be a great series to watch.
Yeah.
Just to watch the splash, but yeah. I think Golden State has too much firepower. Have a deep bench, Iguodala and everybody.
Yeah, Iguodala played well.
Bogut, so any one of these guys can step up.
Yeah, of course, like you got DeMarcus Cousins as your fifth best player.
I want to see Lou Williams play.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Luka go off of 40 a game.
50
a game. That still don't mean you can beat him.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good game to watch. But I see a sweep by Golden
Now, you can beat Utah. You can beat Denver. Right, you can beat OKC if Lou goes for 40.
Right, right.
But you can't beat Golden State with one guy going for 40. Do you think that, you know, this whole thing with Durant and Beverly getting ejected, do you think that's a big deal?
Durant, I saw him today. He laughed it off. Yeah. He said he's not going to let it get to him. I think he's above that. I just see a reason why he should have got a tech to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see anything. I think the refs wanted to stop this. But we know how he is. Mm-hmm. We know, and he got up under his skin. That's his job. He's going to intimidate somebody. It may be Steph Curry, he's going to intimidate somebody. That's his job. He's a bulldog, pit bull.
Yeah.
But
at some point, we need to debate on what this team is going to do at the end of the season. How it'll be made of. That's what I say. We'll debate that some other time. But for right now, there's nobody going to beat this team. I mean, they're going to be rolling.
Yeah.
They'll play the winner out of the next series, Houston versus Utah Jazz. Houston got the win last night over the Jazz. Of course, James Harden was unstoppable with a step-back three. Gobert, I thought, did a good job of playing in the paint, changing some shots, but Houston started hitting threes, and Utah just couldn't really keep up with them.
Houston should have been the number two or three seed.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they had so many injuries this year. They playing great. They shoot the three ball better than anybody. They shoot more threes than anybody. Utah's going to be a good game. They got two guys to throw at Gobert, so they'll weigh him down. And they got just too much, man. I got to go with the Rockets. James Harden, nobody can stop James Harden. Nobody.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is last year their mantra was to get to the Western Conference Finals, play the Golden State Warriors, give yourself a chance. Remember, they were tied 3-3 in that series going into Game 7 without Chris Paul. But now they get to see him the next series. Right, you know, they don't have to wait. So we're going to get the fireworks early.
Yeah, this is going to be a great – I can't wait to see that.
The next series, of course, on the other side of the bracket is Portland against OKC. Portland got the win, finally winning a game one. They got swept last year. And Paul George is hurt. His shoulder's definitely hurt. You can tell, you know. So I think that's really going to depend on how this works. And Westbrook, can he do enough to beat this Portland team?
Not without Paul George.
Yeah.
He's going to – Paul George carried the team one while because – Westbrook was shooting so bad. Neither one of these teams have made it with Oklahoma or Portland.
Yeah.
I like Portland this year. I think they've been there enough. I like Lillard. They got a good team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust Oklahoma City with Paul George being hurt. If he comes back healthy and nothing wrong with the shoulder, I have to give it to OKC. But from what I saw tonight, Portland, this is going to go 7 games.
Yeah, but if any series in the first round can go 7, this would be this will be the series. Absolutely. So I think it'll go 7. It'll go 7. It means it'll be in Portland.
Right.
And
it's hard to win up
there. Man, it's hard to win up
there. Rip City, we've been there before, man. It's true. It's a tough crowd,
It's a tough crowd. So, I was originally thinking OKC would do this, man. But, you know, with Paul George the way he is, what I saw, you know, I think Russ is
too much. And I just don't trust OKC.
No, I don't either.
I don't have faith in
I know you got Paul George. I know you got Russ. I know you got Steven Adams, who's serviceable at times. But I don't know about anybody else around him.
He came up short last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about anybody else around him.
They came up short with Durant.
They did. Yeah, they did.
I don't trust OKC.
They did. So it's going to go 7, and I got Portland. You got Portland, too, I guess. Okay.
At home.
So Denver and San Antonio, the last series in the West. San Antonio went into Denver yesterday and beat them in Denver, and now they got a 1-0 series lead.
Number two seed.
Yeah.
They were number one back and forth all year.
They worked so hard all year to get that 2 seed. Right. They even flirted with the 1 seed. Now it's playoff time, though. And now it's time to really see what you're made of, see how good you really are. I think they'll flip the switch. I see them winning game 2. I see them winning game 2. And then I think from there, it's going to really be, this is going to go 6 games. And I think Denver's going to beat San Antonio in 6.
I would agree. But one thing I learned, I never bet against Pop.
I mean, you can't.
I mean, he took this group of guys and they got to the playoffs. Nobody even expected. Nobody talked about San Antonio all year. But they made it to the playoffs, 7th seed. They won the first game in Denver.
Yeah.
When they go back to San Antonio, it's a different story. If Denver don't win tonight, I'm going to give it to San Antonio.
Man, I can see, yeah. If Denver doesn't win the home game tonight,
and they go back to San Antonio, they may win 1 in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Then the series up 3-1.
Right.
So, even though Denver is favored to win, if they don't win tonight, it's
okay. Okay, well, I'm saying Denver's going to win in 6. So they do win tonight, and I think they still win in San Antonio.
Okay.
And then, you know, get to finish it on out. So I got them winning in 6.
Okay. So we kind of even on
something. We kind of even. Yeah,
are you going to go with a Cinderella this year?
Well,
I did in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
It was Texas Tech.
Okay. And they got that.
I always like going with an underdog. Who's your underdog?
Well, first of all, let me just start off by saying the Warriors will win. There's no team out there better than them. They can beat the Warriors, right? But if I had to pick a team that could give them a challenge, I think they're going to play Boston in the finals. I think there's going to be a great finals with them against Boston. That's the best game.
That would be the most interesting.
That's the best game, yeah. Boston's my pick to really push this. To me, they're the only team that's loaded enough to push them.
My upset is going to be Portland over Oklahoma City. I think Portland will go to the next round.
Yeah, well, my upset is Brooklyn over Philadelphia. That's my upset. Oh, wow, yeah. I got Brooklyn definitely beating Philadelphia.
Like I said, I hadn't seen Brooklyn play. I heard about him.
Yeah.
I saw him play the other night. I was impressed. So, we'll see.
We'll see.
Tune in.
We'll tune in next week. We'll recap this. We'll talk about where we are next Monday. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcast. Make sure you tune it in, lock it in, subscribe, RF Sports Radio, and we out.